Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh on Monday said the Director General of Police has been asked to secure the release of two of the three youths who were allegedly abducted by militants in Kanpopi district 3 days ago. The government is discharging its duties to secure their release, he said. It is a very unfortunate incident. Of the three youths, one was released while the two others are still in the hands of militants. The center and the state government are in touch to ensure the safe release of the two youths. We are engaging in talks now, Singh told reporters on the sidelines of the 128th birth anniversary of Jana Neta Hijam Arabat. Hijam Arabat was a legendary leader known for his contributions to the social, political and economic development of Manipur. Accompanied by his two friends, N. Johnson Singh, who was rescued by the army, went for the SSCGD recruitment test for Central Forces at New Kedalmanbi in Manipur's Imphal West district but took a wrong turn, ending up in Kuki-dominated Kanpopi, a police officer said. The three, who hail from Thubal district, were allegedly abducted by armed men in Kanpopi, a police officer said. The DGP himself has gone to the place to have talks with abductors. We believe that there will be a positive outcome. They have made some demands, but the government is trying to release the two youths unconditionally, Singh said. Security forces in Manipur are making all-out efforts to trace the two missing youths, police said. Speaking on the birth anniversary of the social reformer, Singh said, I want to share my greetings to the people of the country on the occasion. We should strive to make the state based on the foundations of his teachings and works. Taking to X, he later said, attended the observance of Jana Neta Hijam Irawat, Arabat, Day, 2024 at Irawat, Arabat, Square, Leela Shingkhong Nangkong, Thang Maiband, Imphal today. Irawat was a visionary leader who spearheaded campaigns to uplift the people with socio-economic reforms. His fight against religious exploitation and economic oppression shall continue to inspire us for generations.